cloudy and 45. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Thursday, April the 5th. The news is sponsored by DeHard Heating and Air Conditioning and Lennox, Chickasha Monument Company, and the First National Bank and Trust. It's going to be cloudy this morning, maybe some drizzle, and then sunny this afternoon with a high about 70. Regional consumer spending continuing at a brisk pace, the story part of today's Cool News.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHard Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHard Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHardAC.com.
Consumer spending throughout Grady County still strong. January purchases of taxable goods and services topped $104 million. Now that's down a bit from the previous month, but 70% more than January of last year. We estimate consumer spending when we see the sales tax revenue at the county level. For the month of March, Grady County collected nearly $782,000 on just 0.75 cents sales tax. And here's how that money is distributed. The Grady County Fairgrounds gets $260,000. Grady Memorial Hospital, $230,000. 20 fire districts each receive $6,500. And each of the 7 senior nutrition sites gets more than $18,000. Tuttle EMS gets $24,000, and Rush Springs EMS gets $6,000. Now, for the city of Chickasha, consumer spending for January was estimated at more than $25 million, which is up 26% compared to January of 2017. The city collected more than $960,000 in sales tax revenue on a sales tax rate of 3.75 cents. A plan to build a new emergency medical services facility in Newcastle failed in Tuesday's special election. The McLean and Grady County EMS District had asked voters for a $900,000 bond issue to build a 3,000-square-foot facility in Newcastle. The district serves the Blanchard, Dibble, and Newcastle area from their Blanchard location. Director Richard Robinson said the EMS board would like to build a new facility in Newcastle because they're getting an increased number of calls in that area. Robinson said the board may opt to revise the plan and present it to voters sometime in the future. More Cool News coming right up.
Honor a life well lived, remember those well loved with a beautiful monument by Ellich from Chickasha Monument Company. Serving Chickasha since 1923. We have a complete selection of quality memorials designed and engraved in our shop at 1604 South 10th. At the entrance to Rose Hill Cemetery, we have a large selection, custom designs, professional installation, and statewide delivery. Monuments by Ellich at Chickasha Monument. Phone 224-5003.
Oklahoma Lieutenant Governor Todd Lamb was in Chickasha yesterday meeting with supporters and also speaking at the ongoing USAO Forum hosting gubernatorial candidates. Of course, Lamb is a Republican candidate for governor this year. Lamb talked about his stance on the statewide teacher strike that continues into its fourth day today.
I support our teachers, but I'm not supportive of the walkout. And there was a much better way to provide the teacher pay increase, I firmly believe, than what the legislature passed. So I've always supported a teacher pay increase since this issue's come up. It's long overdue. But the reform can was kicked down the road.
Lamb says less than 50% of current school funding goes into the classrooms. He says that percentage needs to be at least 65%. A huge day at USAO today as the university hosts perhaps its biggest event of the year. Hundreds of high school students across the state normally come to campus on the first Thursday in April. The university calls it the Spring Triad for 3 events that take place on campus. Just about everybody else, though, calls it Drover Stock. It opens this morning with a sidewalk chalk art competition. It's open to any individual or group, including USAO students, who will be putting their talents on display. There's also an academic competition for high school students where they are tested in numerous fields of study throughout the day. Then the campus will really come to life when an all-day concert called Drover Stock gets underway. The USAO Oval will have numerous games and activities for those who attend, food booths too, and local and regional bands will be performing starting this morning and running throughout the day and into the evening. Among those performing, $1.98, they'll be playing tonight. Now, organizers really aren't sure how many schools might show up today because of the statewide teacher walkout. One official did say a number of districts have confirmed that they will be bringing students to the spring triad today. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange down to $63.77 a barrel. London-based Brent crude just over $68. Natural gas up a couple of pennies to $2.72 per million BTUs. Gold, $1,330. Silver, $16.25. Obituaries today included 91-year-old Roy Bennett Jr. of Chickasha. Funeral will be at 1 o'clock this afternoon at Ninnacob Baptist Church. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. And a memorial service will be held at a later date for 70-year-old Judy L. Jarnigan of Ninnacob. Arrangements also with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, cloudy skies this morning, maybe a sprinkle or two, and then sunny this afternoon with a high about 70. Right now, cloudy, 45 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Coming up on 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, the Chickasha High School soccer teams are traveling to Cache tonight. Now, the games were originally set for tomorrow, but moved up because of the forecast of bad weather tomorrow night. For the boys, Chickasha, Cache, and Clinton all tied atop the district standings. Each have won their first two league games. Fighting Chicks are 6-3 overall. Cash is 8-1. Their only loss, a 2-1 defeat to Lawton Mack. Same situation in the girls' district, where Chickasha, Cash, and Clinton also all tied at 2-0. Lady Chicks are 6-3, while Cash has won 8 of their 9 games. Their only loss has come to Lawton Mack as well. The CHS baseball team heading to Marlow this morning. They're playing the opening game of the Marlow tournament at 9:30 today. They'll be taking on Walters. The Chicks looking to snap a 6-game losing streak. Walters, an unranked Class 2A team, is 5-3 on the year with wins over Waurika, Ringling, Velma Alma, and Bray Doyle. They've split games with Empire and lost twice to Comanche. The winner of Chickasha Walters will take on the host and tournament top seed Marlow, which is ranked number 5 in Class 3A. Also in the field, Fletcher and Lindsay. Fletcher ranked number 5 in Class A, and they will play the winner of the Lexington-Lawton High game today. Lindsay opens with Paul's Valley. The Impo Panthers heading to Atoka today. They'll be playing in a wooden bat tournament through the weekend, weather permitting. 15 teams involved in that event. It's played at 3 sites, Atoka, Calera, and Tushka. Number 6-ranked Impo opens with Bennington at Calera at noon, and the Panthers will play a second game later today. College baseball, a 4-run ninth inning rally lifts the USAO baseball team to a 9-6 win at Southwestern and Weatherford yesterday. The 4 runs scored on just 2 hits, 2 walks, a hit batter, and an error. Kenil Rivera, Miguel Lorenzo, and Daniel LaFarga each had a pair of hits. Rivera had a home run and 2 RBI. Stevie Thompson also had 2 RBI. A big series opening up for the 7th-ranked Drover baseball team today, a top 10 matchup as the Drovers travel to number 9-ranked Oklahoma City University for the start of a critical 3-game Sooner Athletic Conference series. USAO leads the conference at 14-1. OCU tied with Texas Wesleyan for second place at 13-2. A single 9-inning game at 6 o'clock tonight at OCU, a doubleheader scheduled in Chickasha Saturday, weather permitting. Our Cool News weather and sports this morning, sponsored by Chickasha Monument Company, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Lennox, as well as the First National Bank and Trust.